And when we see what the report was of this, the report was they came and reported of his love. We might have expected it would say they reported your generosity, or they reported all the nice things you gave them, or all the riches that you used to help them, all the valuable items that you provided so they could continue on. But it's none of that. What impressed them was not how much they got, but that they felt the love of this brother for them. So, as we've said, there are scriptures about doing good to all. There are times, we know those who sometimes do these things to all, but this context is, some translations say, and that strangers. You do it faithfully for the brethren and that strangers. That is to say, even if they are strangers. And that gives the context of, in this setting, of that unknown believers are still my fellow believers, as we have been saying. And so they are ones, Peter says, love the brotherhood. The brotherhood is a very unique word that only Peter uses. And it's such a lovely expression for the Christian, for the gathering of Christians, because when you hear the word in the world, the brotherhood, it means like a created union of some kind of group of people who all do the same type of work or who all are trying to accomplish a certain goal. But in Christianity, it's that we have been made members one of another. And so instantly we should, having known one as a believer, having been assured of that, Gaius can say, you and I, we are together. And though I don't know you, we are united through Christ. And this is a manner, just to pick up a phrase from verse 6. This is something worthy of God. This is God honoring. It is worthy of God to do acts of service in this way for fellow believers and with serving with them together. It's also very helpful that this is the way in which we are co-laborers together with God.
So we have two testimonies.
Three characteristics that the Apostle Paul was commending the Thessalonians for in the first chapter. It says, we give thanks to God always to you all, making mention of you in our prayers. And these three characteristics should be, in verse 3, should be what we should have in our local assembly and individually. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. So those three characteristics, the work of faith, the labor of love, and patience of hope.
So we have two testimonies of Gaius now. We have the testimony in verse 3. They testified of the truth, and now they testify of the love. And they go hand in hand. They really do go hand in hand, as we've been saying in the first reading, is that truth and love need to be coupled together. So Gaius had a witness of the truth that was in him. And now that truth gives expression in the fact that there was genuine love for these laborers, these brethren who, and strangers who came through, who were declarers of the truth, who were preaching, who were furthering the interests of Christ. And so, you know, the real challenge and the real, you know, lesson here is, have I begun to embrace and understand what Christ's agenda is for today? And do I support those who are in line with that agenda, who are carrying out and preaching the truth? And is my home a place where, or all of the resources entrusted to me are utilized to that end? He says, he demonstrated and the testimony concerning him was of his love. In, I think it's First Epistle, he talks about, let us not love in word or in deed.
Let us not love in word only, in but word in only, deed and in truth. Word,
but in deed and in truth. There is actions that are coupled with this idea of love. You know, in James it says, why do you say to your brother, you know, be warm, be filled? You know, and talk again. He says, no, you give. And you give. Paul says, I will spend and be spent for you. You know, John tells us that we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. The interests of Christ take such precedent that everyone who is begotten of God and who is carrying out and furthering that truth, he becomes an object for whom I want to assist and to help. And if that can be a mind-broadening perspective for all of us today, then we can be very much helped to see beyond just my own survivalist mentality.
Isn't it important in that light that we are informed what God is doing around us and in the world, not only as to needs of this kind now, what we have related, but also as to presenting if this treasure, if we have taken hold of that, or the truth has taken hold of us, then that we would want every occasion that the Lord gives us, where there's opportunity to make these truths known, say even to strangers, brethren, but strangers who are not in the enjoyment of these truths, rather than to hold things back for ourselves and say, well, we have the truth, as you sometimes hear the expression, but I'm afraid the truth hasn't got us. And the thing is, if it is the truth of God, it's for all his people, not for a certain class or group. It is for all his people. And what a joy it is when you experience that the very truth that the Lord has given us grace to hold dear, when we find out he is working in the hearts of others and he's opening many doors where we can reach out in that way and share these things. One of the ways in which do we get the keep in touch in, say, missionary papers that tell us of where the Lord is working, where our brethren are, or maybe sometimes even, say, the prayer calendar, where we are called upon to pray around the world in different areas, what God is doing. How faithful are we in that? And prayer comes before, as a brother pointed out, I believe, that comes before we're going to be ready to give, whatever it is. If we have it on our hearts, and it, enough that we pray about it, then the Lord will give us direction, and he will show us what to do. I remember Brother Hadley, the Hadley that started Grace and Truth. He used to say, if we don't know what to do, you start on your knees and pray. And you get up from your knees and you'll know what to do and where to help. And I think that's a good philosophy, if you will.